one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture NP to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
2, 3,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Frank, how are we sounding? Are we sounding okay? Can you hear me okay? It's because the bumper sounded kind of weird. Okay. I'll let you work on that. We had a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking, for the first part of the show, community profiling. Some new research, yes, coming out of science. So we're going to talk about that. We have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And our first devotional here is 1 Peter 2. It says, as newborn babes, they desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. Yeah, if you want to grow in faith, grow in faith believing, and the knowledge of God, then you got to read the Word of God. Yep, you got to desire to read it. And pray always, seek the Lord's face, mind and time to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker. Well, this is in Australia. In Australia, the Australian court ruled that the forced needling for employees to get vaccinated with the COVID shot did not arise from employment alone, but also from the lawful state government vaccination drive. So the court decided vaccine injury came about as a result of both the government's vaccination mandate and the applicant's employment. So employers that mandated COVID-19 injections for workers to keep their job can, along with the government, be held liable for vaccine injuries, the court decided. All right, moving along on the quack report. The CDC is warning of a listeria outbreak in dairy products. According to the CDC, the latest outbreak is connected to dairy products manufactured by Modesto, California. Based Risto, it added that the foodborne infection was largely been spread by contaminated cheese, sour cream, and yogurt made by the company. And the dairy products have been sold in a number of supermarket chains, including Whole Foods and Food City. Two deaths related to the listeria outbreak have been reported as in the Texas Daily Mail. And one death in Texas. One in California, 26 Americans altogether were sickened by the listeria. 23 were hospitalized in 11 states. So watch the dairy. All right, last but not least in the quack report, the FDA ruling allows research trials to get away with skipping the informed consent. This is information on informed consent. It's one of the basic tenets of medical ethics, ensuring patients have enough information and understanding before they make a decision about their medical care. But the Food and Drug Administration has apparently decided that this principle is very inconvenient and could threaten drug development and...
1, 2, 3!
Hey, I'm sorry, Frank. We're back. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties. Hey, did we finish the quack report before it went down? Anyway, so I'm just going to jump in there to the topic because we're running out of time really quick in this hour. So we're going to talk about community profiling. All right. So nearly everyone recognizes that as consumers, we are, you know, profiled by what we purchase, you know, influencing how, you know, companies are advertising to us. But new research has science using similar methods to profile entire communities called geographic sorting. Now, Florida Atlantic University has been doing geographic sorting of U.S. communities along with ideological lines. So our hometowns are being put into categories related to our ideas, our ideals, especially with regard to economics and politics. Now, some people might say they're not alarmed by this, but the profiling goes a bit deeper. So let's just check it out. This is a quote from the study at Florida Atlantic. Also, their study wound up in the Journal of Ecological and Social Psychology, February 2024. And they said geographic sorting along ideological lines is on the rise, end of quote. So let's look at this hometown assessment, because the profiling of our towns is mapping who lives there. And here are a few of the assessment questions. How do the residents of the geographical area contribute to the personality of the community? And how does the town's personality differ from political agendas? And are the people in a community a good fit for the community? And the people that do fit in with their community personality, are they healthier, happier, and have high achieving? They go on to say, how much of the community are considered like-minded? And lastly, does diversity assist or hinder the community overall? So this February 2024 Florida Atlantic University study suggested that a majority of the U.S. Counties were diverse in community personality, in the demographics, and like-mindedness. Now, I think that's what we should be expecting in our national melting pot, right? But the study also found this to be true, that people who find themselves in communities where they fit in and converse with like-minded people tend to be healthy communities overall, which is a good thing. They say people are healthier, experiencing a higher well-being, and they say such communities exhibit healthy behaviors and higher education. Let's see. So I think it's safe to say that this type of profiling isn't just about where Fortune 500 companies will be marketing. No, it's you'll see. Hang in with me here. Really, it's a psych profile. So community psychological profiles are going to be used to shape legal policy to further control communities. What'd you say, Frank? Yeah, more subjective. Yeah, I know. Fit in. I know. Well, stay with me. It gets better. So keep aware of your local, state, and your federal policy that may define community health laws. So we have all learned recently through health and national security policy that the landscape of society can be changed. And it is, determined through policy that a certain personality profile is a deterrent to the community's health. Well, then, and also the well-being and achievement-making ranking of this community. This all could provide leverage to relocate people from their hometowns. So with my background in psychology, I understand the influence of personality assessments. So if politicians think that certain profiles are a threat to their office, their agenda, or success at re-election, this information could aid them in influencing policy and political outcomes. So it is my opinion that this study is kind of steps away from being used to weed out individuals in communities that are somehow objectionable. Well, let's just look at a couple of quotes from the study. They said, counties and regions of the United States differ in political ideology, but do they differ in personality as well? They go on to ask, we use data from the synthetic aperture personality assessment to investigate the impact of person-community fit on education, health, and well-being, end of quote. So what they did is they focused on what they described as conceptualizing personal community fit. So, and the study discussed community niches of personalities. So are there like clusters of like-minded people, and where are these niches in the community? And they were not really focused on diversity, but on specific personalities. So what their study did is assign individuals in the community to a type described as a single most extreme score. And that included the following traits: openness to experiences, which means you're more tolerant. Also conscientiousness, which means you're responsible, you're duty-oriented, and you follow the rules. Extroverted, you're active, you're social, you're assertive, and you have leadership qualities. aggressive agreeableness, you're cooperative and compliant, and lastly, neuroticism, you have a tendency to be maybe anxious, depressed, negative, self-doubting, or more neurotic. Anyway, so therefore, the individuals who are considered a, let's say, a go-getter with extroverted personality traits are going to be flagged by this. Here's a quote from one of the lead professors, Kevin Lanning, in the study. He says, extroversion type is relatively more extreme than that for any of the other remaining traits, end of quote. Extreme. People with leadership qualities are extreme. Kevin goes on to say, communities were then described in terms of the percent of the people in each of these types, end of quote. So why is this research different? Well, the Florida Atlantic University study was a nationwide study using data that was atypical. They did not use modest personality assessments of community differences. They used a synthetic aperture personality assessment, which is a new typological approach revealing more data during a substantial data effect. So the assessments they obtained was a telemetric assessment offering data from online surveys. People gave them this information. So people answering online surveys may not know they are giving profiling information about themselves or their community. So haven't you noticed the uptick in, you know, political surveys from your politicians? And your email? All right, so here's a quote from Kevin again from the study, Professor Kevin. He says, we know the percentage of open-minded people in Manhattan is twice that of people living in Detroit, while those in Detroit are twice as likely as those living in Manhattan to be classified as conscientious. And for those who live in rural areas in their counties, the study had something different to say about those folks. This is what they said. We noted when comparing different counties, the small counties are inevitably more likely to show up in the extreme category. Professor Kevin goes on to say, just as the ethic character of a community or ethnic character of a community can be described by proportions of different ethnic groups, the psychological character of a community may best be understood by a set of proportions of psychological types, end of quote. So this is the information age, and knowing what they are dealing with in regards to a person's traits or character included will offer an upper hand when they're trying to exhibit population control. So the extrovert type of person is much harder to control. Therefore, they are going to be flagged. So extroverts are good at sales, networking, and leadership. They think outside the box. They are good at communicating, and they can rally people for a cause. Some famous examples of extroverts are Moses, Martin Luther King, Margaret Thatcher, and Winston Churchill. So this is really not to say that introverts can't bring a community or a nation together for a cause. However, people do look to the extroverts in leadership roles, and the big data survey analysts know this. So, did you know that your information is your property? Yeah, your personal information. So offering it up for free in surveys is giving big data a paycheck. That is money to them. So I would suggest maybe being less forthcoming with private information, and your social media is a data collecting hub. And this is why the rural populations, which are less likely to tell you information that don't think you should have, are also being flagged. So this is why there is this push to convince people to report on your neighbor. So if there's this blind spot in the data collection, they are going to launch campaigns like that. So the World War II generation had a saying. They said, Big Brother is getting too big. And that was before technology. And, you know, they want you to be happy, you know, happy communities. They're You're going to say, this is what all the data was about. Well, communities that are happy, healthy, and achieve goals, that's a very good thing, but they're capable of doing those things without government intervention. So the U.S. government's sole duty is to keep the U.S. people safe from domestic and foreign threats. And I dare say, if we took a survey on that, if that was being done, we all know what the answer would be. Let's just let the Bible answer it. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That's in Proverbs 29:2. So protect your privacy, protect your person, protect your rights. This is what America was built on. So let's not forget that. Yep. So we need to, you know, persevere and prosper. So this is my motto, persevere and prosper. It helps me keep going. And of course, you know, God is the lifter up of our heads and he is our strength. So you want to stay close to God and he will stay close to you. Pray always and be empowered. I also seek God for his wisdom with medicinal plants. And we are encouraged in scripture to trust in the healing benefits of herbs for their unique nutritional sources that help the body heal itself. So if you would like more information on herbs for like immune support, metabolic support, toxin removal, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Request their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Right now you can save 25% on orders of $65 or more. Use the coupon code HEART24, but you want to hurry, the sale does end on February 17th and restrictions apply. All right, so hopefully we get through the rest of this hour without any technical problems, and we're going to take a little break and be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, we're back from the break, and we're going to be talking about your diet and your brain health. That's right. Science sometimes comes up with some conclusions, you know, like what Grandma used to say, you are what you eat, as it were some sort of medical breakthrough, you know, but Grandma used to say that. So our ancestors knew a lot about diet, to the point that it puts kind of modern medicine science to shame in some instances. Now, our current physicians have really no nutritional training to assist them with, you know, guiding their patients on how to heal the body with foods. So it's no surprise that medical science avoids nutrition because healthy people would put them out of business. So we're going to talk about some scientists on this report on diet and your brain. So according to this research, this is by Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, Illinois, and the type of diet could mean, they say, the difference between healthy cognitive function and dementia. So what the scientists have essentially done is take the research on the Mediterranean diet and renamed it the MIND diet. So the report states your MIND diet will help prevent amyloid plaque, science says, is the cause of dementia. So the credit for the start of linking the Mediterranean diet to healthy brain function goes to the late Martha Morris, which was a nutritional epidemiologist at Rush University. So what Morris did is combine the Mediterranean diet with the hypertension diet called the DASH diet, which means dietary approaches to stop hypertension. So according to their study, it was published in September 2021 Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, patients who moderately followed the diet later in life did not develop cognitive problems. So does science have this right, is the question. In their research report, they state that people can have brain plaque and still not have dementia. Here's a quote by Dr. Dahana, MD, Division of Geriatrics at Rush Medical University, says some people have enough plaque in their brains to have a post-mortem diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, but they don't develop the clinical dementia during their lifetime, end of quote. So it must not be the plaque then, right? So if that's the case, how can science determine that brain plaque causes dementia? Well, they can't. It's really a hypothesis, and this is something we can really consider. Amyloid brain plaque is called beta-amyloid protein and is where cholesterol comes from. So the brain must have cholesterol to function, and the percentage of cholesterol in the human body has the brain has the majority of it.
has to have cholesterol. This is why people are on anti-cholesterol drugs. They kind of have short-term memory issues. So the term cholesterol comes from the Greek word chole, meaning bile, and stereos, meaning solid. So cholesterol is necessary throughout the human system and animals as well. It's essential for the structure of cell membranes. So without cholesterol, our cells fall apart. That's why people that are on those drugs for cholesterol, you know, lowering their cholesterol, they feel like they're falling apart because on a cellular level, that's what's going on. And I also got that confirmed by Shane Ellison, a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies. Yeah, he was on the show. So without cholesterol, your cells are falling apart. And more specifically, cholesterol is necessary for our cells to pass signals and for nerve conduction or electrical impulses through the myelin sheath, your heart, and your brain. So cholesterol means bile solids, and scientific medicine started monitoring bile or blood solids in the 1930s, and a cholesterol test was created in 1934. And then in 1954, scientists started using these tests and connecting between cholesterol and heart disease, distinguishing between good HDL and bad LDL cholesterol. Soon, the drug companies created cholesterol-lowering meds, which did not distinguish between which cholesterol was good for you or bad. And later, we're told the cholesterol drugs did become more sophisticated and targeted only your bad cholesterol. So, diet stops dementia, according to this Rush University report. The researchers at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association reported on studies in the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. They said your Mediterranean diet is an intervention that can reduce or change the developing brain disease by 53%. So this diet is known to help prevent heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and they listed brain-boosting foods to also consume in their report. So green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, berries. They also list nuts and fish and beans and poultry, whole grains, olive oil, and wine in moderation. Interestingly, though, they also suggested you avoid red meats, foods with high fat, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, which cause arthritis. And high energy foods, they were listed, foods to help boost brain function, containing a lot of triosine to make the brain more alert, like fish, chicken, and pork, whole grains and oats, avocados, bananas, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, things like that. Nuts, they had almonds listed. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate the adrenal gland, and your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day, and if we don't maintain the required energy, this causes mental stress and exhaustion. And many look to the fast fix, you know, a cup of coffee, some caffeine, energy drink, get rid of that mental sluggishness, but the assistance is just temporary, and you have a dramatic drop in energy in a short time later. Another quote, this is Dahana, Dr. Dahana again, who says, diet changes can impact cognitive functioning and risk of dementia for better or worse. This fairly simple diet and lifestyle change could make the differences to slow cognitive decline and contribute to a better brain health. End of quote. So, and your minerals are really important. So the whole foods and herbs containing a lot of your minerals are your brain foods. So this is a list of some of the foods that help supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. And on the list are going to be your fruits and nuts. And according to Dr. James Penland, Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, your fruit and nuts contain boron, which is a mineral, which stimulates the electrical activity in your brain. So if you are low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate on a lower capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and will feel a little bit drowsy. Apparently, our brains are sugar sensitive to even the slightest change in your diet or depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals, so be aware of that. So they have nuts and seeds, legumes, peaches and apples and pears and grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, And they're select herbs. They have select herbs they have listed. So, medicinal types, you know. What'd you say, Frank? What stops? Dreaming, or remembering. Well, to be honest, if you ask people who drink a lot, they'll say they don't dream a lot, or they don't dream at all. Then you take the alcohol away, and they start to dream again. But it could be almost a year of no alcohol before they start to dream again. So something about too much alcohol, probably dehydrating the brain matter. Yeah, it's an imbalance. Well, yeah, because alcohol can, you know, reduce your minerals, just like drugs can. So moderation's nice. Too much is not good. Not good at all. All right, so if you eat If you eat 4 ounces of peanuts, it can provide you 3 milligrams of boron. So your brain waves need organic and natural iron from food to even function. So research is pointing out that the lack of zinc contributing to memory problems and feeling a bit sleepy is lack of minerals. So Dr. Harold Sandstead, University of Texas Medical Branch, he said that when the brain does not get enough zinc, it's going to sacrifice sensory motor skills or memory, not being able to concentrate. So experts warn that your zinc supplements are not necessarily all that, and that you're going to be required to have some natural zinc in your seafood, like perch, anchovies, herring, various shellfishes, if you eat that. So your whole grains, your dark meat, turkey, legumes, and all contain zinc as well. And also you want your immune support herbs to contain natural zinc, like astragalus root. Yeah, so definitely. And, you know, if you get enough iron, the red blood cells hold on to more oxygen-rich blood to deliver to all the cells of the body. I was just talking to somebody, what was it, Monday? They were just diagnosed as type 2 diabetes folks, and they're starting to feel that peripheral neuropathy stuff. And so they were just wondering about, you know, getting the rich blood. Usually diabetics don't have the healthiest blood, typically. Sometimes just drinking a gallon of beet juice, just the beet juice within 2 days is going to help reboot that blood system, and you'll get more iron and oxygen-rich blood and things you need, because the beets are rich in minerals, and they feed that bone marrow, and the bone marrow is making the blood, so this is how that works, and it's amazing. In just 24 hours, 2 days, you got a new blood system, basically, because your bone marrow is always making blood cells. So it's just, you know, just a supercharging. All right, so Susan Farr, she's with the St. Louis University School of Medicine. She says, we found that the compounds in herbs can reduce deficits caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. Our research is suggesting that herbal extracts may have benefit on altering the course of age-related cognitive decline. Yeah, we got a nice formulated apothecary herbs called Brain Concentrate, if you want to check that one out. Let's see, James Joseph, PhD, Department of Agriculture, Human Nutrition Research Center in Tufts University in Boston, he said it appears that compounds found in fruits and vegetables, including walnuts, provide the necessary protection to prevent the demise of cognitive or motor function decline in aging. Walnuts. Yeah. Well, so, you know, don't underestimate the power of the foods and the medicinal plants God's provided us, part of his creation, too, and he knows what our body needs. So if you're looking for more minerals, amino acids, proteins from plants, hey, they're there. You may just not know what they are. So definitely give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a really nice vitamin mineral-based, plant-based mix you can just throw in your smoothie and kind of supercharge up the nutritional element that you may be missing. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. So check it out if you can. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, or you can visit them online at ThePowerHerbs, ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, so we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about a new disease. Well, we reported this, back in 2018, I think, we talked about this. New diseases coming and going all the time, some worse than others, right? Some having a bigger impact than others. So many people are beginning to realize, you know, our biggest part of modern medicine really is about sickness, not wellness. So the only thing modern medicine seems to be good for, really, I think, is triage, emergency medicine. So preventing disease is really not their focus, not their forte. You know, well people don't pay the bills. That's their motto. So some people were saying, you know, disease is a business. And patients, they become a pawn or a proxy for profit. And I could see that. So with that said, it's kind of astonishing how folks will again trust their medical authorities to tell them the truth about a new disease or a new treatment, not knowing that the disease may have been either created on purpose to sell the treatment or is just a hoax all the way around. So no one really wants to believe that. No. And when 50% of the healthcare profits fall off because folks are no longer buying the current hokum, well, then they want to invent something new. Take your attention to something new. So let's look at what they have here. The latest disease that I reported on back in 18 was something called shift work disordered, SWD. And yes, there is this drug that they made for it called Nuvigil. So according to medicine, the folks that work late or rotate shifts have this biological clock that's out of sync with the sun, and they feel a little tired, which authorities in your healthcare now call a disease. If you're working second and third shift, you have a disease. It's called shift work disorder. So, yeah, new drug, new disease, let's just sell it, right? Biological clock's out of sync. Let's give you something for that. So Nuvigil, this drug, is a prescription, and therefore it's a controlled substance. Yes, and it can be addictive, according to the FDA. It's a level C4 substance, according to them. So, and we don't want to forget your side effects of the new drug is rash, hives, mouth blisters, swelling, skin peeling, yellowing of the skin and eyes, trouble swallowing and breathing, dark urine, fever, serious allergic reactions, life-threatening blood cells, and liver risk requiring hospitalization. Well, that's what happens when your skin and your eyes turn yellow. Your liver is not feeling good. So you will most likely see a drug like this promoted on TV, then in print ads, friendly cartoons delivering the risk of the drug as least offensive way, and almost, you know, forget the list of common side effects by the end of this commercial because one of the side effects is insomnia. Okay? So you're working late, you're on shift work, and you may have trouble sleeping, but this drug is supposed to fix your shift work disease, but then it can keep you up, give you insomnia. So you see how ridiculous this is, to take a drug for feeling tired and figure it's going to help you, but then you develop the inability to get to sleep. So the potential for serious addictions on this type of product is significant, and the likelihood of death by this prescription and possible suicide is prevalent. Mm-hmm. All right. There's also this virus to mention. French scientists were mentioning a discovery of a new pair of viruses that called the Pandora viruses. One virus was discovered off the coast of Las Cruces, Chile. And the other one was in a pond near Melbourne, Australia. So these two viruses seem to stem from the same virus family. And what scientists were surprised to see is that these viruses have a unique set of genes not seen before with a unique code. So researchers have, well, nicknamed these viruses the Pandora box viruses. So the scientific community is really determining, since the viruses are so unique, that they could be classified as, at this point, as a new life form. This is highly unusual because viruses are really not a life form or a living object, really. They're dead. They have to have living hosts to function in. So according to the French scientists, the viruses are so large that they can be seen with a regular microscope. Now, to give you a comparison of its size, a regular virus genome is 1.18 million DNA bases, and the Pandora virus's DNA base genomes are 1.91 million and 2.47 million. So why are the scientists saying this is a new family of viruses? Well, they discovered that the viruses, instead of splitting into two parts to multiply, will instead spawn hundreds of new cells in a single cycle. One defining sign that they are viruses is that they lack genes for energy production and could not manufacture proteins without infecting a host cell. So your Pandora viruses from Australia has 1,500 genes, and the Pandora virus from Chile, 2,500 genes. So your average flu virus has 10 to 1,000 genes. So there seems to be some irregularities in these viruses, according to scientists. They call them the fourth domain of unknown branch of life. So the first three domains are bacteria, single cell organisms, and lastly animals and plants. So now they have a fourth branch, the Pandora viruses. So the biotech and the biochemical industries are already interested. Yes, yes, interested. They're learning more about the Pandora viruses. All right, so if we go back to our bacteria, there seems to be over 100 million different kinds of bacteria, and science estimates that only 0.002% have been identified and sequenced. Wow. So, we have more viruses than we do bacteria. Virologists love to muck around in sewage water and find all kinds of matter, including infectious kinds. And one of the better bacteria water holes is in Vilnius, Lithuania. So researchers on a bacrophage finding trip, they say this is a big deal for virologists. And this, they look for things like plagues, try to transfer their genetic code material in just a few minutes and start replicating these genes into viral proteins to invade host cells and on it goes. So these bacteriophages, if you will, are very tiny, about 100 times smaller than bacteria are, and they have to see them using an electron microscope. So why are virologists jumping into sewer water in search of these types of plagues? Well, in the past, medicine used plagues to cure bacteria infections like dystrophy, cholera, and your antibiotics then came along. And the phage treatment was kind of dropped, and they went to antibiotics. So most bacteria are antibiotic resistant now, and scientists are going back to the phage therapy. So the phage therapy was used to target specific bacteria and left friendly bacteria alone. So there's really no yeast overgrowth risk, they say. So if deadly bacteria are resistant to a phage, the phage can quickly mutate and overcome the resistance. Also, unlike antibiotics, the phage destroys all the unfriendly bacteria, leaving none left. So the phage treatment can be accomplished with low doses of minimal toxicity to patients in comparison to any new antibiotics that can take 10 years to develop. And the virologists know that phage treatment can be used to target multiple drug-resistant types of bacteria and can be found in sewage water. So pharmaceutical companies are banking on developing phage applications to also be applied to agriculture, veterinarian medicine, how food and drugs are developed in the bodies, and so on and so forth. So some of the things that we have rhinoviruses, rotaviruses, herpes simplex, papillomaviruses, so influenza, of course, and so they had this way right before 1940, and it seemed to work, but then when the antibiotics came out, they dropped it. Now they're going back to it. Interesting. And maybe we could have saved ourselves a bunch of grief with the superbugs, right? Well, I'm out of time, so don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they are having a 25% off sale, and you can benefit from that. Pick up what you need, stock up if you need to, and save 25%, but hurry, because the sale will end on Saturday the 17th, so just give them a call if you want at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're into all this health news stuff that will benefit you and your friends and family, then sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free. You have to have email to receive them. So you go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there and get your first issue. American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and HealthQuest goes out on Friday. So you can opt in, opt out anytime you want, and there is no subscription fee. And it's empowering news you won't get anywhere else. Yep, we read the scientific journals, we tell you what they're doing, and we're telling you what natural options you may have to consider. Well, you make your own decisions, of course, but hey, we give you both sides, and you can kind of figure it out. Do your homework. Well, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Details online on the sale. If you have questions, give them a call, 866-229-3663. While the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.